I'm a stupid dude, I've made some stupid choices, but fuck letting that get in my way.
Cause I've hit the wall, now it's make or break.
Time to implement all the shit that I've learned, step the fuck up and get on my way. Stupid dude, I've done some stupid things, but fuck letting that get in my way.
Cause I've hit the wall, now it's make or break.
It's time to put in place all that shit that I've learned. Step the fuck up and get on my way. Stupid dude, I've made some stupid choices. Fuck letting that get in my way.
Cause I've hit the wall, now it's make or break.
Time to put in place all that shit that I've learned. Step the fuck up and get on my way.
This is GenoBoost from GameMusicForAll.com.
And this is Chibima, also from GameMusicForAll.com.
And this is B-Type from GameMusicForAll.com Records. Yes, and you're listening to Letters vs. Numbers. Hooray!
Yay! Episode 26 for the win!
Yes, episode 26. The LVNs are now older than me, if you count them as years.
Yeah, LVN's older than me. I'm the youngest. Such a baby.
Well, have you done as many LVNs as your age?
I don't think so. Not quite. I don't know, though.
Well, call me when you get to that point.
Until then, quiet down. The adults are talking.
Oh, shucks. Dang it.
You'll catch up so long as you do more than 1 year.
Do I have to sit at the little kid table, too? Like, I can't.
I do, with the little plastic one that's real low down.
Oh, dang.
Well, the first song we played today was by 10,000 Free Men and Their Families, and it was Step Up from his new album, Make or Break.
It was a bit of chiptune punk rock to start the day off there for you, or the evening, or whatever time period it is you're listening to this. When do we usually get these out? Like, what time?
Well, I don't know, usually at night, and then I don't know when people listen to them. We should do a survey or something.
We could do a survey, track them down, have a tracker of some sort. I know that, because I was just told recently that, like, some artists or whatever, I know we're not artists, but they have, like, programs that can track, like, how often do people Google search, like, their artist names or bands or whatever, or, like, some little things like that. So...
I want something like that. That's awesome.
Yeah. I don't know for sure what it's called, but I could probably figure it out and let you know. But we could get something like that, maybe. See, like, how many, like, hits at what time and stuff.
That would be good if there wasn't also a band called Letters vs. Numbers.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I guess we'll just have to kill them.
If someone's using something like Last.fm, would that track how often they're listening to our podcast?
Maybe.
I don't know. I'm not sure if this is making excellent listening, though. This is more business talk.
Well, I have my suit on and everything, so, you know, I felt like it was appropriate.
I got my suit on,
I'm sipping a cup of tea.
I got my tuna sandwich.
Mmm. Stock dropped 4 points.
rubbish.
Oh, wait, we should apologize to our listeners that we're late again. A little bit.
No, we absolutely shouldn't. Not.
Well, fine, I'll apologize then. I apologize.
Inconceivable. So I'll tell them instead.
Except for these two. No, you guys. Okay, I was like, I'm like 2 blogs ahead of you guys, because I like kept it up a little bit when I was sick.
Oh, shit, I forgot all about that.
Yeah,
me too. I was busy with PAX, and then I just stopped.
I was busy playing shows. I was busy being sick.
Well, people can read my blog at Game Music for All, so, you know, I blog too.
And you can read my status updates at facebook.com/btypemusic.
We should just replace the blog with, like, a Twitter.
You can.
And it should just have a Twitter right front and center.
I went through a huge phase where I just tweeted a ton, and now I barely tweet.
Yeah, that was really annoying.
Yeah, I remember that.
I might fall back into that. Hey, I've gotten really busy. I was sick for that 1 week, and then...
Sick
is very busy. You kidding me? I was busy drinking my water and sleeping.
You had a lot to do to continue being sick.
I had so much.
I remember when you were sick, you mostly just sat in Stickham and felt sorry for yourself.
No. Yeah, exactly. It takes a lot of work, you know? I gotta...
You really have to play up that sympathy angle.
I do. I really do. You know,
I'm very
especially on Stickham. You know, Stickham's a place where people go and bitch about things. They're like, I feel bad. Where can I go to like complain? Stickham looks like a good place.
I usually go to Stickham and then start human contact. I go in there and then just start complaining about nerdcore.
Lame.
Well, there's a lot to complain about. As the emails will say, because we have tons of emails, guys. You don't even know.
It's about time.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm excited.
Well, we need to get to that. Let's get some songs out of the way. So we have some
yeah. What should we play, Gino?
Let's go with We Got Chip Love, because I love that song.
That's a very good song.
We Got Love for We Got Chip Love.
So basically, my website, of course, Game Music for All, we released a new compilation. It's not available to download yet, but it is free streaming. And it is a tribute to Hiroyuki Iwatsuki, who you may not remember from games like Pocky and Rocky and Wild Guns of the Super Nintendo and Ninja Warrior and a lot of other awesome but very niche titles with great music. And we did a huge compilation paying tribute to him, which is over 30 songs at the moment, and we have more to come. And this is probably the catchiest song on the album. This is We Got Chip Love by Cuckoo.
Woo!
Yay. Enjoy.
We'll be right back.
This is Letters vs. Numbers, and you just listened to Stern und Kong. It's from the Donkey Kong Country 2 OC Remix album, Serious Monkey Business. And I friggin' love that game, and I friggin' love the music. And if you love Donkey Kong, then you definitely need to get this, like, ASAP.
We were talking about this before we started the show, how awesome the Donkey Kong Country soundtracks are. Oh, God.
I love Donkey Kong music so much. Like,
I think we might have mentioned it on the show before, but we are fans of is it David Wise?
Yes. Who actually did a remix for this compilation, too.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he did the final song.
Ooh,
that's awesome. I'm going to have to download this then.
The guy who just did the song that you listened to also was a DJ Pretzel, who I've heard done
runs OC Remix.
Yeah, so. It's pretty neato. Neato Cheeto. Woo-hoo! Oh, gosh, okay. So, I think most people probably already know this already, but something to talk about. There's, like, new, like, Nerdapalooza news. Just recently, last week.
Let me bring that up.
Yeah, Naps finally has a place. It has a venue. Let's see.
Do we still call it Naps? Because it's not Southeast anymore.
Whatever. Fine. Nerdapalooza. The location's now going to be at the Orlando Airport Marriott. And the date changed, too. So instead of, end of June, it's going to be on July 17th and July 18th. And you can get tickets now as well. I know. It's better for me, too. So I'm really happy about that. But, yep, new Nerdapalooza news. It's going to be awesome.
And there's been a lot of news in Nerdcore recently. Let me just try and think of some.
Condor Crew?
Yes. Condor Crew have signed to Scrub Club Records.
Yep.
Which is pretty big news. They're still on Impulse, but they will be distributing their music for free through Scrub Club Records.
It is a triumvirate of epicness.
What was that?
A triumvirate of Scrub Club, Condor Crew, and Impulse.
Yay.
That's excellent use of the word triumvirate. Triumvirate. a word I've never heard of before.
Yeah. So that's pretty neato. I don't know. I think a lot of people, some people were really surprised by it too. They're just like, whoa, what? Impulse?
Oh, we have our first tweet.
Oh, sweet. What's
from
our
Project
tweet?
Zero, he says, word up, Gino, B, and Chibi. A prop from P0. Chibi should totally play the song she forced me to sing against my will.
Well, I'll be playing a song that's somewhat close to that, but what Project Zero is talking about, people, is if any of you know Project Zero, he likes to do a lot of covers over a lot of nerdcore songs. So
over a lot of songs in general.
Yeah, a lot of songs in general, but I guess to me, he just sends over a bunch of nerdcore songs. And I was like, I told him that he should do a song from Dr. Awkward's new album, Unlimited. And one of the songs you'll listen to later on is Dual Shocks, which is my personal favorite from the album. And I asked him to do a cover of it, and he did. And it was pretty lol-tastic. It made me happy.
But I think segues us into playing that song pretty good.
Yeah, actually. So, yeah, Dr. Awkward's album's out, Unlimited. It's really good. I like it a lot.
It's free.
Working on a game music.
Which is...
Yeah, it's for free.
It's also on Scrub Club, isn't it?
Yeah, Dr. Awkward's on Scrub Club. I'm writing a Game Music for All post on it right now. And this is my favorite song right now, this very second. I actually have a tab up on it. So, and this is Dual Shocks. I love the song, actually. Been listening over and over. And yeah, hope you like it as much.
They say I'm nerdcore, like I give a fuck about a name when it's just another word for the same thing they called me for years, for a group who refused to be pressured by the peers.
We live our life by our own accord and hope one day maybe we can hone the force. And yeah, we lonely dwarfs, but the pieces are ghosts. And maybe someday you gon' feel me when you're ceasing the dose. I took the red pill, now I'm seeing shit crystal. Speaking from the heart, all your cats remain distal. I'm the alpha, omega, and kappa. You find that we reside in 4D if you give us the time. Because we're next in with this, my sipping it. I thought I told y'all we was unlimited. I wonder when you cats going to learn that we were geek chic long before you coined the term. Yo, I'm back, bitches, turn the beat up. The cats was VIP at the Glee Club. So put your hands up if you think jock's up. Go on, everybody, throw your dual shocks up. Turn the beat up. The cats was VIP at the Glee Club. So put your hands up if you think jock's up. Go on, everybody, throw your dual shocks up. And yeah, we're nerdcore. It's just the name for people who gank core just to start a flame war. That's what I aim for, so there's no shame for people who know my Patronus is a rancor. You see these nerd cats? This is energy. You see this nerd rap? It's simple synergy. I'm so cold, I'm causing heat damage. I contradict laws of thermodynamics. See, we the future, and it's a movement. We come with force, so they measure us in Newtons. And we'll surprise them, we gon' rise up. And make sure the imposters have to wise up. Shunned in high school, now we're admired. Dissed by women, and now we're desired. You hate on us because we're MIT. But y'all them no-name chumps like the MIB. Yo, I'm back, bitches, turn the beat up. The cats was VIP at the Glee Club. So put your hands up if you think jock's up. Go on, everybody, throw your dual shocks up. Turn the beat up. The cats was VIP at the Glee Club. So put your hands up if you think jock's up. Go on, everybody, throw your dual shocks up.
Go on with your dual shocks up. Put them in the sky.
Bitches, turn the beat up. The cats was VIP at the Glee Club. So put your hands up if you think jock's up. Go on, everybody, throw your dual shocks up. Turn the beat up. The cats was VIP at the Glee Club. So put your hands up if you think jock's up. Go on, everybody, throw your dual shocks up.
Doesn't matter what edition you play. We tabletop for days with water mace. We slay all in our way.
Can I get a little XP?
What?
Chrono ladies getting sexy.
What? Doesn't matter what edition you play. We tabletop for days with water mace. We slay all in our way.
Can I get a little XP?
What?
Chrono ladies getting sexy.
What? Spitting the flow just like a spigot. I'm kicking it wicked. Ripping apart a rhyme scheme and don't you ever forget it. My dice are rolling forever like heads are severed. Sword in a pump action lever. I'm lyrically clever and better than any MC or PC. When you see me drop some feces, slayer of every living species. Homicidal with my urge to purge. The nerds who heard these words will spend a healing surge. I'm scraping a knuckle on the track. We rap to cause cats to black out and casket bitches get on the mattress. Flash it, the steel revealed. I do a wheel for real. I'm cutting apart the enemy, the blood can chill. From a shadow word pain, you're slain. I'm slashing bone and brain. I maintain a flame of life drain. My game is one and the same. I make your character crunch. And when I hit you in the face like a Deadwood punch, it doesn't matter what edition you play. We tabletop for days with water mace. We slay all in our way.
Can I get a little XP?
What?
Chrono ladies getting sexy.
What? Doesn't matter what edition you play. We tabletop for days with water mace. We slay all in our way.
Can I get a little XP?
What?
Chrono ladies getting sexy.
Taking hands up on my figure, I'm figuring to make a move. Yeah. To prove the DM's lying on this villain's fortitude. Slew a gaggle of foes, to which I rattle these hoes. Go into battle with souls, I'm landing multiple blows. Causing a pattern of blood splatter from brain and fecal matter. I shatter any idea you have a climb on this ladder. I'm out of this ladder. Even your epidermis and tatter. Psionic shadow of the weak mind, just to silence the chatter. What? Augmenting my abilities, you're like up like a millipede. Yeah. Thrilling me, that your traps are never known to be killing me. Where will you be when grown or crew is solo on a battlefield? Yo. Weapons at hand, you better be vibes. In a plan, B.A.B. to match blast through vapid rap tactics. So when you step to ninjas comparative, you're packing that whack shit. Try to use a daily, but you're getting low. I'm sorry, Marcy Blackley said you got to go. Bye bye.
It doesn't matter what edition you play. We tabletop for days with water mace. We slay all in our way.
Can I get a little XP?
What?
Chrono ladies getting sexy.
What? Doesn't matter
one edition you play. We tabletop for days, but sworn our mates we slay. I'll run away, can I get a little XP?
What?
Mortal ladies getting sexy.
What?
It doesn't matter what edition you play. We tabletop for days, but sworn our mates we slay. I'll run away, can I get a little XP?
What?
Mortal ladies getting sexy.
What?
Doesn't matter what edition you play. We tabletop for days, but sworn our mates we slay. I'll run away, can I get a little XP?
And we're back! You just listened to a new Condor Crew song called New Edition. It's going to be on their next album coming up. And thought it was pretty rockin'. And they're doing pretty well, you know, signing up with Scrub Club. And they also just opened a show in Gainesville, Florida, opening for Front of
Gainesville!
Or like
which is awesome, I heard.
That's not my hometown.
So Crondor
Gainesville
is
monopolizing.
Really well. Yeah.
It's monopolizing shows that happened yesterday with Crondor
Crew.
It's a
super label. Super label continues to monopolize. That's what it's doing.
Yeah. We're joking about this ridiculous site called nerdcoredrama.com. It's exactly what you think. The first post is MC Router pregnant? And the second post is, no, she's not. And that's like the entire site.
I don't know. I don't even know who's the one behind it all. Like,
who's yeah, like...
We've got
know,
some pretty good ideas. We're not going to wildly speculate,
though.
Yeah,
people have
though.
Their fun.
Yeah, I don't... The people have their fun. I don't know. I just remember, like, trying to friend them. They were trying to friend me on Facebook. I was just like, whoa, what is this? Okay, cool. Right on.
Llamas suck. I don't want to be friends with a llama.
Always spitting in your food and...
You're a llama.
Getting fleas everywhere.
And just spitting in general.
But then,
the only
what
spit
if,
I want
what
is in rats, yo.
What if the llama is, like, an emperor?
Oh, I see what you're getting
well,
at.
Well, then he needs to learn an important lesson about the
you
value
know,
of human life.
And that was terrible.
Whatever. I love that movie. Don't hate. I'm just really happy you actually knew what the hell I was talking about. If you guys were like, oh, what are you talking about? I'd have been like, oh my god, you need to see Emperor's New Groove
yeah, that's,
now.
That's at
like,
the top
seriously.
Of my list of
stop
priorities.
Stop the podcast. Pause everything.
To see that movie.
Yes, it should be.
Yep.
It should be. Hot damn. You've never seen
Speaking
that movie?
Speaking of Disney, though, you guys
I
need
to watch
Gargoyles.
Gargoyles is awesome. Yeah, me too.
That's
because
it's the most
younger.
Badass cartoon. I'm currently going through it all
is it, like,
chronologically.
So good?
And
I'm
it's
afraid
way
to go back to things I liked as a kid because they end up being really, really terrible.
Yeah. No, there are a couple of moments that are a bit terrible. Like, but it's still, like, really good action cartoon. Like, the fight scenes are really cool. But there's one bit where, you know, the chick gargoyle, Demona, like, she's just been cast out of the castle and stuff. And, like, she's in this stable, like crashing the night. And she slashes this guy's face who's just wandered in. And, like, he runs away screaming. And she's all like, that'll teach you humans for burning down my castle and killing my clan. And it's like, no, it won't, pet. No, it won't.
Dark.
Oh, wow. I need to watch that show again. I've actually been watching a lot of anime recently. And a show that I just like, finished watching.
I don't know.
Is everything I say going to be an
I've been watching anime, too.
Face is Well, actually, you know what? The show that I've been watching made me feel like, Well, in a good way, if that makes any sense. I just saw Elfin Lied.
I think I saw an
episode.
Have
you guys ever heard of it? It's a really,
I've heard
really,
of it, but I've never seen it.
It's so depressing. Like, it's a really good anime, but it's really, really sad. Like, a lot of shit goes down in that anime. Like, it's so, like, conflicted and twisted, and oh my god, by the end of it, I just wanted to curl up into a ball of depression and confusion. It was so...
Is it anything like Alfred J. Quack?
I don't remember
did you guys
it
have that cartoon?
I've never seen that.
But...
Yeah.
Alfred J. Quack was about this little duck who ended up being an orphan and his life was utterly miserable. He was the cutest little duck ever and he had all these little woodland friends. But like, at one point he's trapped in a boat under arrest for treason. Like, and he's a tiny little orphan duck.
Oh my
like,
God.
Everything in his life is miserable and he tries to like run away with this princess who is like the last bastion of like, parallel Soviet regime or something, but like, I think she needs to be killed to kill the royal line and stuff, and it's horrible. It's Dutch, I think.
What is wrong with Dutch people?
I want to look that up now. That's depressing.
You should look at the Wikipedia for Alfred J.
That sounds
Quack,
like such a fun
ladies and gentlemen.
Title.
It's
Alfred J. Quack.
It does.
Hey, you guys.
Listen, look, just before we change, I need to sing you a little bit of the theme tune. Like, just because it totally doesn't prepare you for the show. It goes like, Alfred is so merry, so very, very merry. He's even bright and cheerful when things are going wrong. And it's like, no, he's not bright and cheerful when things are going wrong. He cries, ladies and gentlemen. He cries adorable, tragic duck tears for your entertainment.
I just imagine, like, you see the opening theme, and you see the duck and everything, and you just sit your children in front of it, like, this is gonna be, like, this is some wholesome entertainment, so we could, like, you know, go cook dinner while the kids are watching TV, and then, like, you come back, and your kids are crying and stuff, and everyone's just depressed.
And everyone is looking at the sad duck.
Just imagine, like, the last line of the episode
and,
like, is,
like,
have I ever
laughing.
Truly lived? And then he dies.
Oh my God, we're going to hell. But
that would be one sad duck.
Before we go to hell, there's a song we could play.
Wait, I sure wish there was a song we could play after talking about sad ducks for so long.
Oh man.
Gee willikers.
Hey! I think we do. Yeah?
What, really?
Yeah! It's from that, Duck Hunt compilation. I think it's called Sad Duck.
Sad Duck? That is so appropriate.
Yep. By Quartz Relic.
Enjoy!
I'm such a sad duck, stuck in a rut, like shotgun buck. You know I got that foul luck. I'm such a sad duck, got this knot in my gut, like shotgun buck. You know I got that foul luck. I'm such a sad duck, stuck in a rut, like shotgun buck. You know I got that foul luck. I'm such a sad duck, got this knot in my gut, like shotgun buck. You know I got that foul luck. Did you ever wonder why Donald has anger management problems? Keep ruffling a motherfucker's feathers, you turn their attitude rotten. Some of us just wanna kick back in the bath, have a couple of laughs, or even a quack. But you bastards don't wanna have none of that. Are you trying to make me crack? I don't like egg on my face, not a glob, nor the taste. So if you're taking shots at my flock, I'm leaving my waste all over the place. Aflac attack as we circle back, strike down the hounds. We gotta face the fact that it's just that time of year. The face is covered with tears. Quack if you feel me. Quack if you're filthy. Quack if you feel me. The saddest of mallards got that rapping ability. Quack if you feel me. Quack if you're filthy. Quack if you feel me. The saddest of mallards got that rapping ability.
Not a computer? Donald, when are you gonna get with the 21st century? I mean, look at your house. You call that a lamp? You call that a clock? Oh, and then there's your refrigerator.
I want one drama.
Hey, Donald, You better get a computer or I'll find a new modern boyfriend, cause you're a dweeb.
Welcome back. You are listening to Letters vs. Numbers with Gino Boost, Chibima, and B-Type. And that song you just heard was Dear Pale Dane by Billy Bloodaxe, who you may have heard of. What you may not know is that apparently he comes from my home city, so I have to get around to playing a show with him at some time. But that, I like that song because it sounds a little bit like the Sonic the Hedgehog music.
I like him.
And now on to the emails.
Well, okay. Well, I like him because he has a lot of alliteration in his name and his song title.
He does. 3 B's and some L's.
It's catchy. I like it. Anyway, emails.
Emails. Okay, the first email. Do we have any tweets before I go into the emails?
We do not, because our fans are lazy.
Yeah, I don't see.
Boo.
I like emails better anyway.
Alright. Me too. Speaking of which, here's an email. This is Proz from the RT forums, finally getting around to sending an email. I've listened to most of the podcast, and in some of the earlier podcasts, B would keep score of the letters versus the numbers, but this stopped happening in later podcasts. What is the current updated score of the letters versus the numbers? We must know now. Also, since Chibi Mart is permanently part of the letters versus numbers crew, then what would she be associated with? The letters, the numbers, or does she get associated with those funky math symbols that most people forget about after a few years of algebra? Lastly, is it just me, or does Geno Boost sound British even though he lives in California? I think he should move across the pond where he could easily be B's flatmate, and once there he could settle in the UK, but he would have to get used to driving on the wrong side of a road. P.S. Next time I get a chance to go back to the EPP house, I want to see the mark you left in their closet, which I didn't know about until later on. Well, what to deal with first? I completely forgot that we would keep score.
I didn't know we were keeping score, like, what, ever. Do not remember that at all.
What is he talking about? I'm so lost.
Like, if somebody said something about letters being better than numbers, we'd be like, yeah, 1-0 to the letters, I guess.
Oh.
I think it just always reset to 1-0 at the beginning of every show.
Okay.
I guess it depends on the emails we get.
Okay, and yeah. As to, like, which one am I? I can't answer that because I like writing stuff, but I also like doing math, so...
No, you're a letter. We have the letters and the listeners of the numbers, yeah.
Okay, but why was he asking me which one am I on then?
Well, because you used to be a listener, and then you became a host.
I'm so lost.
Yeah, 1-0 to the letters.
Take that.
There we go. Awesome, okay, I'm a letter. There, your answer.
And what do you think about sounding British, Gino?
I do not think I sound British, and I've never heard that comment before. You're from Britain. What do I sound like? Would I fit in there? Would people think I'm from Britain?
I think you could pick up a British accent pretty quickly, yes. I think your accent's pretty close.
So it's not a long step to being British?
Nope. For you, my friend, it would be very easy. You could come and be my flatmate. Anyway!
Sounds like a plan. Oh, wait! Yeah! We have a tweet.
Okay.
Stop the presses.
From Rachel Rockstar. She says, in all caps, I can't wait till I get Chibi Ma in Florida. Lowercase. That is all. Continue with all your awesomeness, guys.
Well, thank you. We shall.
Oh yes,
because Chibi Ma's moving to Florida.
I can't wait either. I can't wait. Can't wait. Can't wait. Eight. Yep. I'm moving down
there. You're gonna have to learn some patience.
The middle of May. I don't want to be patient, though. I want it now.
Well, that is an interesting rebuttal. I can't really argue that.
But I will be down there as soon as possible. Future neighbors and friends. I am currently enrolling myself into Full Sail, and I think I found a place. I'm pretty sure I did. I have some people going to check it out right now, actually. So yeah.
Full Sail ahead, if you more will. Like.
Wait, what?
Together. It was just a double whammy of terrible jokes.
I just, like, finished saying my thing, and all I hear is, rah, 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 rah.
And it was
that's
pure
how we
comedy.
Do. But we're not going to repeat.
All right. Any more emails?
We have a few. This one says, "Hello guys, was listening to you complain that chiptunes were sexist when I thought I haven't heard any gay nerdy music outside of fangirls writing songs about their favorite slash fiction and John Barrowman singing a love song to the Doctor from Shaded Spirita." Is that, I'm not sure if that's a question. Like, is he looking for gay, nerdy music?
I know some. I actually, if you go grab, head over to Bandcamp and find Mustin on there, you can actually, there is a gay, nerdy rap song set over music to Earthbound, and it's awesome. on Mustin's new album, Vision Quest. I'll actually try to play that song next week, or next time we record. I also have to say that this guy's name is Scott John Harrison, and that is, like, a great name. It's like an actor's name.
It is a great name. But this is the guy who emailed us in. It's a powerful, strong name. Also, there are plenty of people making nerdy music who are, like, gay or bisexual or lesbian, although they don't tend to make their music about it, so I'm not gonna go, like, listing names or whatever. However, as far as openly gay, there was MC Fancy Pants, who I never checked out, but apparently exists. And
that's
there
awesome.
Was Fully Armed Gangsters, who I did check out and were kind of good, but they were kind of like a gangster parody. So they were a little bit naff. It was a bit offensive, but it was, you know, gay nerdy music, I suppose. But their logo was like a Lego man with a boombox, so that was something.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
But there is gay nerdy music out there, so, you know, keep up the search.
Yes, you can do it. We believe in you.
Look real hard.
This one's, we got another one from Bobby Lang. He's emailed us a couple of times now, I think. Always with questions. And he says, Happy St. Patrick's Day. What is your favorite green character in video gaming? Red and rock out, Bobby. Well, it's definitely Luigi.
Yeah, I saw that one coming. I guess, green,
Hold on a second.
Does Bulbasaur count?
Bulbasaur totally counts.
Yeah, Bulbasaur
then
counts.
Then it's totally Bulbasaur.
Oh, God. This is going to take me a while. In fact, I might change my mind a bunch. But, for now,
yeah, my
for
favorite
now,
is actually just the first green character I thought of because I didn't want this to run on very long.
But my first one, for now, until I change my mind, I'm going to choose Frog from Chrono Trigger. There we go.
Oh, that's actually a pretty good one.
Yeah.
That's a good choice. Yeah. My least favorite green character is Slippy Toad.
Can it be the green button from Rock Band?
That's my new least favorite.
You know what? My favorite is the life stream from Final Fantasy VII.
Oh, the life stream's a jerk.
You're a jerk.
The life stream is my new favorite, least favorite green video game character. Alright. I think this is our last email. Letters versus numbers, more like letters versus fumbers. Howdy. I would like you to totally pimp my friend's radio show. It's called Ballad of the Windfish, and it's on Tuesday and Thursday at like 2 p.m. And that was from Neely. But that's just spam. I'm gonna delete that.
Oh, that Neely.
Well, there is a show called Ballad of the Windfish, and it is on recboradio.org on Tuesdays and Thursdays at noon Pacific Standard Time. And if you like me but hate Chibi Ma and B-Type, it's the show for you.
That's a pretty good, pretty accurate depiction of it.
People listening to the show, I can't stand that B and Ma. But that Gino,
snap me off a bit of that piece.
Alright, let's move on.
Well, that's all the emails, so...
That's all the emails? Alright. Oh, I didn't even get to talk about video games this, like, time around. Can I talk about...
Oh, well, and our last song! No, that's okay.
Yay! Okay, I need to talk about
this week in video games. Nothing.
I have something.
The people.
I have something. I started playing Resident Evil 5, and it sucks.
It sucks. And he bought it. He wasted his money on stupid games like Resident Evil 5 and wrestling. But now I'm gonna talk about Final Fantasy 13. You guys are chumps. Anywho. So.
All right.
Been playing Final Fantasy 13, and I haven't beaten it yet. I'm on chapter 11. There's 13 chapters in the game. And I don't know if I told either one of you, like, my whole thoughts on the game, but, it's a good
you
game.
You did.
I did? Okay, well, I'm going to tell it to the viewers out there. It's a good game. I really enjoy it. It's a lot of fun. It's very different from the others, obviously. Like, they've been telling us that for a while, but, like, it is really different. It's more of an action.
I heard they were 3D now.
Roleplay. Yeah, yeah, actually. It's 3D, and you could, like, run around in different worlds. It's amazing. You'd be surprised. But, actually,
I'm not
honest,
getting another Final Fantasy until they're in virtual reality headsets.
Oh my god, don't
I got
even
one
say
in
that,
2D,
or else I might have
I got
to get new pants.
3D,
I might have
get
to get new
that
pants. Stop. Anywho, it's actually a really gorgeous game. Like, that's one of the key points, like, one of the high points of the game. But it's really linear, and no offense, but the story kind of lacks, in my opinion. Like, it's a good story, but it's not great. So, you know,
oh my god,
I've
just thought of a brilliant joke. You know what else is kind of long, but pretty linear, and is really pretty, but lacks a good story? My dick.
Oh my god. You just compared your dick to Final Fantasy 13.
You know what Final Fantasy 13 needs? Is a cook with a giant tongue.
Yes. Or small. Yes. That's what my dick needs as well.
Oh my god.
I don't
god.
Think there's anything I say when he's not going to have that as his rebuttal.
So, anywho, it's a good game. Now, whenever
Sounds
I play
my
it.
Dick.
Yeah. Makes a lot. Good thing I'm close to beating it. Chump.
And I thought the throw-up episode was going to be like our most lowbrow one ever.
Oh, man.
Oh, well.
I like how we were able to sink this ship before it made port.
Don't we always, yeah. though? Anywho, MF13 is good.
So anyway, Bob got hers,
good.
So I want to talk
and
about
Soul
Cave
Silver.
Story.
Pokemon
Cave
Soul
Story
Silver's
is
awesome.
So
if you don't
awesome,
have it, get it right
and
now.
And I just downloaded it for WiiWare. I started playing it on the computer, but I got lazy and distracted, so I stopped. But I started playing it again on WiiWare, and it is totally awesome. And it's totally a homage to Super Metroid, which is great. And everything about it is great, especially the music. And yeah,
which one is this?
Everyone should go play it. Cave Story. Yeah.
Ooh, I don't play Cave Story. But
Pokemon Black and White is coming out soon.
Yeah, you guys just told me about that recently. I'm really
surprisingly
excited about
soon.
That. Pokemon Black and White.
It doesn't sound. I guess you can't go higher than Diamond and Platinum, but you know, wish you could.
Let's see. No, I can't think of anything.
You could have called it, like,
but,
I don't know, Galaxy of Black Hole, or something.
Nebula! Supernova!
That'll probably be what it'll be, like Pokemon Nebula and Pokemon Galaxy or something.
Yeah.
They could call it, like, hydrogen and oxygen, and then when the fancy one comes out, it's just called water.
Nice.
And you know, because you know how they all like platinum, or they make the really good one that makes you have to buy it again.
Yeah. Well, they could do that. They could have Pokemon Water and Pokemon Air, and the real good one could be like Pokemon Sleet or Pokemon Rain.
Because what's this one going to be? Pokemon Gray. Dumb.
They could be. Pokemon yeah, that Earth. Would be kind of dumb. Pokemon
Silver.
Transparent.
Oh, wait.
But that's so awesome. I'm so excited now for Pokemon Black and White.
Yeah,
that.
It's going to be awesome. Of course.
Rock or
you know.
Socks. Watch.
I'm holding
out
for Pokemon
out.
Purple.
Pokemon Purple?
Yeah.
Ooh, I don't know. Pokemon Purple? Hmm.
I think there was a ROM hack called Pokemon Purple.
Really?
I'm not holding out for a ROM hack.
Like, seriously? Oh, wow. Oh, gosh, did you guys see the whole thing about Portal 2?
Well, like, I heard about it, and everyone flipped out. But, like, just like the original Portal, I'll probably find out how awesome it is, like, a year late.
Oh.
Yeah, me too. I was a bit late to the Portal party as well.
Portal 2 was a good party, though.
Looks so good. Like, I have the Game Informer article on it. It's a big article. It's gonna be so
article,
awesome, guys.
Like in a magazine?
Yeah, like in a magazine.
Like a physical magazine that you have to turn the pages manually?
Yeah.
I see.
Ugh.
But anywho, it's a really good article, and Portal 2 is gonna totally rock our socks off. I'm so excited.
Well, it's just more portals, right? It's like a formula that's hard to ruin.
If it's got more portals, it's gold. It's all good.
How many more songs do we have to play?
Two? Three? Two?
Two.
Two.
I think we should play one and then say our goodbyes and things.
Alright. Let's play, this is Toledo Fusion. And this is going to be Summer Mood, and it's awesome. Go download their album at youthbigtune.org. And, yeah, it's incredibly awesome. So just listen to it, and then fall in love with it.
Welcome back. This is Letters vs. Numbers, and we are preparing to say goodbye to you. But just before we do, depending on when I get this out, it may already be out or it may be about to be out, I'm launching a sneak preview album, and I wanted to talk about it because I rarely, to be honest, spam myself on here, and I would quite like to. But I have an album coming out. It's called Sneaks. It's got 8 tracks on it, including like 4 badass remixes. No, 3 badass remixes. And 5 badass normal tracks. But you can get that on GameMusicForAll.com records. If you click on the little record, GM4A records at the top, and then click my name, it looks really pretty. In fact, you should check out a bunch of albums on there.
Yes, Action I have Adventure World
are on there. You see, and if you go for my album, you can check out Torrents, The Plasmas, Neely and Dig Dug, Jeff Ramos, Doug Lennon, Comptroller, and Action Adventure World.
Woo!
All of which are fine acts.
All awesomeness.
I would even go as far as to say they're monopolizing Nerdcore with all their awesome acts.
Yeah. Yes. They're that awesome, oh. Guys.
On that note, Torrents have an EP out from Game Music for All Records called Let's Get Bloody, and that's new. And I'll probably be playing something from that next episode because it's badass.
Yes, quite good listening.
Yeah.
It's fuck those guys.
So, I guess to end the show, we're gonna have a collaboration between Genocide and Moldylocks, who are the I believe the mayor and sheriff of BeepCity.com, and this is their track that they released, nice. Which is about a cybernetic cowboy slash dancer who gets sent back to the Wild West or something. It's a very complicated storyline. You just have to, I guess, listen to the song and you'll understand.
I fully endorse for listening of the song. Anyway, we have been Letters vs. Numbers. My name was B-Tape.
This is Gino Boost.
And I'm Chibi Ma.
And we were Letters vs. Numbers. And bish bash it. Bosh.
Bye.
We're out.
Late. Thank you.
Does anyone fancy...
Hello?
Hello?
What is this here? Are we doing a podcast?
He lives! What, you kids?
Get your podcast off my lawn.